The District of Columbia lacks statehood, but it does not lack leadership. Monday, Mayor Vincent Gray and six sitting members of the D.C. Council were among the 41 arrested outside the Hart Senate office building in an act of civil disobedience. While Congress debates the budget, district residents must wait and see how they will be impacted. Without a vote in the Senate or a full vote in the House of Representatives, district residents are at the mercy of the very Congress which refuses to grant them the rights provided to all Americans. Current congressional proposals would prohibit the district from using its own funding to pay for abortions, while also requiring the district to invest in a school voucher program. The group arrested is being dubbed the 41 for 51, the 41 arrested in the struggle to make D.C. the 51st state. Shortly after 1 a.m. Tuesday morning at Capitol Police Headquarters, the first five of those arrested were released. They included Mayor Gray, Council Chairman Kwame Brown, at-large Council Member Michael Brown, Eugene DeWitt Kinlow of D.C. Vote, and Jack Evans, no, not the Ward 2 council member of the same name, but an NAACP member. Directly following his release after 7 hours of incarceration, Mayor Gray offered this statement to reporters.
We have spent the last, 7 hours incarcerated for what can be, what to me is one of the most worthy causes we could have been incarcerated for, and that is fighting for the freedom of the people of the District of Columbia. I'm delighted to have been there with Chairman Brown, with Councilmember Brown, and four other council members who haven't gotten over here yet. Councilmembers Bowser, Alexander, Wells, and Sekou Biddle. Again, the importance of this to me is that we needed to make a statement that what has happened in this budget process and what has happened repeatedly to the District of Columbia is just completely unacceptable. These riders that have been placed in our budget are completely unacceptable. The fact that we were pulled into this process in the first place, completely unacceptable. And it's time for the people of the District of Columbia to stand up and let this nation know that we want to be first-class citizens like everybody else. We pay our taxes. We pay our taxes. We pay $3.6 billion to the federal government. We have over $5 billion collected in this city each year to support our services in this city. And for those who may think that our services are supported by the federal government, they aren't to any greater extent than any other state or city in the nation.
After Mayor Gray, Council Chairman Kwame Brown spoke next.
The district has come together to say that enough is enough. To all of my colleagues that were there and those that wasn't there, I think this shows a united front on this city with this mayor leading the way. He often talked about us having a protest in which we will be arrested, and clearly that was carried out today. But more importantly, the world was watching and saw that here in the District of Columbia, there are residents without full representation, and hopefully they are educated and they will continue to fight and email their senators and congressmen to stand up to give the people here in the District of Columbia the same rights as we're fighting for overseas. Thank you.
Following Chairman Kwame Brown was at-large council member Michael Brown.
Thank you. Good evening. I don't know about you guys, but I'm hungry.
Me too, man.
I tell you, it's one thing to stand with your colleagues. It's a whole nother thing to stand with regular residents. One of the things we've been trying to build with this process about statehood, voting rights, self-determination, is to get the average citizen involved in this. And today, we saw average citizens involved in this fight. And that's what it's going to take. This is not going to be the end. This is just the beginning. And there's nothing more telling that we just went through. It's really like a civil rights issue. And all the things we've seen from the protests back in the 60s, the three of us were just in a cell on a slab waiting to be processed. And when we see folks who fought for us in the 60s, it's now time for us to fight for the D.C. residents to get the independence that we deserve. So thank you very much.
Following at-large Councilmember Michael Brown's comments, Mayor Gray took questions from reporters.
What other demonstrations do you have planned in order to get your message across?
Well, I think we'll have to see. We're going to get with our colleagues, other council members who've been involved in this, as well as the other members of the council, those who were with us tonight among the 41, and then with D.C. Vote. And I think what you'll see is a strategy that will unfold on a consistent basis to address the absolute injustices to which we've been subjected in this city.
Mr. Mayor, did
did you come to the protest today expecting, hoping to get arrested, or?
I came to the protest to be a part of a group that was going to make known our dissatisfaction with what has happened with these, with the budget, with these riders that have been inappropriately placed in our budget. I didn't really think about getting arrested or not getting arrested, but once, you know, the demonstration started in the street, I was going to be right there with my fellow citizens, and absolutely was proud to be arrested on behalf of our great city.
Mr. Mayor, what kind of example do you think that sets that you were willing to be? Is that a good example or a bad example?
Well, I think it sets a good example. I think it says we're willing to make the sacrifices that are necessary in order to achieve democracy in the District of Columbia. It clearly isn't going to come from simply being nice or being complacent or being apathetic. People are going to have to hear from us how much we believe that there ought to be justice and democracy in the District of Columbia.
Is the president should be doing more for you to help you out?
Well, we'd love to have the president stand up and say that we ought to have democracy in the District of Columbia. I'd love to see him put the license plates on his vehicle, the taxation without representation license plates on his vehicle, and simply say that the people of the District of Columbia deserve the same rights and privileges as anybody else in this nation.
Besides the extraordinarily long evening, and it would be longer for some others, how was the treatment by the Capitol
Police? The Capitol Police were splendid. We were just talking about that coming out, and I'll ask Kwame and Michael if they want to add to that. But it's a very painstaking process, very time-consuming process, but they couldn't have been more professional, more polite, and more made every effort they could to try to accommodate us. I don't know, Kwame,
well, and also there were D.C. residents, clearly that work as part of the group, and just look at the smile on some of their faces, knowing that we were out there, you know, trying to get full representation. And for those that lived in Maryland, Virginia, they knew exactly what that was, and that's the exciting part. It's just keeping it aware that we need full representation here in the District of Columbia, full budget autonomy, and I think that was the message that was carried out very well.
That's right, Kim. Low. They keep the wrist on you.
How did I, the cuffs?
Yes.
Well, we were cuffed at the site when we were taken away, and we kept them on until we got over to, M Street, I guess K Street, wherever it was, southwest. We then were cuffed again when we came out and got on the bus, and we kept those on until we got inside U.S. Capitol Police headquarters here. So I don't know how much in time, but long enough to let us know that we were in custody. This is our other little tag here. When they took our property, and we even had to take our shoelaces out. We had to take the neckties off. We had to take our belts off. All of our money, all of our possessions were seized and put into a bag, and we were given these tags so that we could reclaim it at the end. And we just reclaimed it just a few minutes ago.
Have you been arrested?
This is the last question.
Have you been arrested before, and
if
so, when?
Well, when you're young, you do a lot of things. For purposes like this, no, I've never been arrested before. I'm, again, delighted to be able to stand up for our city, and hope that everybody, all 600,000 people, will choose to do that in the days ahead.
After demonstrating, being arrested and imprisoned for 7 hours, and conducting a press conference, it was time to eat.
There was. I think it was Michael Brown that said a few minutes ago that he was hungry. I think we share that sentiment. I happen to enjoy a place called Horace and Dickie's, which is open until 2 a.m. and I'm going to find it before they close. Thank you all. Good night. All right.